Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hello, Hill Folk, and welcome back, finally, to another episode of Appalachian Intelligence. Lance isn't here to correct me, so I can say it right. Joining me tonight, the Bump Cop Podcast, very own Mr. Bo Kennedy.
Hey, what's going on, man? Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm so excited. Like, as soon as I heard you, it brought back old memories of episodes past, man. It's great to have you back in this, dude.
Dude, I'm excited to be back. Like we were talking earlier, you know, I think I feel led to do it. So I think people may be taken aback by the Ryan they're going to be introduced to now, but I like him a lot better, you know. But yeah, dude, it's I'm ready for this journey. I'm excited. So
yeah. But something I didn't tell you in the emails or anything, man, I have had tons of people asking me to reach out to you guys for the last year. Like, what's happened with them? Can you please talk to Appalachian Intelligence? Please have them come back. Well, here it is. You know, I didn't have to do nothing. I couldn't do nothing at all. But the Lord's been moving, right?
Oh yeah. It's crazy. It's like I was telling you, I had all these plans. I was thinking about it. I was going to take back over this podcast, but I was wanting to do a comedy podcast, and my comedy wouldn't be what you call the cleanest, you know, at that point in time. But it was funny, but probably something I don't want to be spreading, you know, that those kind of messages. But then, you know, the Lord started working on me, and it just got deeper and deeper. And now I do a Bible study every day. I'm reading the word every day, a prayer schedule. And I just feel like this is one of those things. I'm still going to talk about the creepy stuff. I'm still going to talk about the conspiracies, but this time with, you know, the full armor of God on.
Amen, and, man.
So I'm not susceptible to these things.
Yes. No, man, I'm so glad to hear this. I love it. It makes me so excited, you know, that you're on this path, and God's using you in this manner in particular is exciting, you know?
Yeah, dude. It was, you know, long ago when I was in church before, I always told my wife I felt like I had some sort of ministry, you know, that I was supposed to do, but never in a million years would I would think. And I don't know, this may be just something that's temporary also. I mean, it may be leading me in another direction eventually, but as far as the show, I'm going to keep doing it, but I am going to stay in the manner that I'm at, you know, but, yeah, I would have never in a million years thought it would be on a podcast, you know, that's,
yeah.
And now, yeah, I just feel like this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it, you know, in a way that, just like Justin and Lance would always do, you know, get the scripture out there, get the word of God out there. And that way everybody can at least plant the seed, you know, plant a seed in someone, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah. He went from podcaster to pastor. That's a wild step to take, you know? And, you know, I talked to my pastor about this show, and he's like, you know, you know what I mean? It's like, you got a radio show where you talk about ghosts. I'm like, no, well, whatever.
We talk about everything.
I'm like, it's a ministry. I swear it's a ministry.
those people that enjoy that same content, they need to hear about God too, bro.
Yes. I'm like, yeah, it's, It's weird how shows transform, man. Like I'm on the verge of making a name change on my show. Like it'll stay Bump, but the acronym changes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which it won't mean anything to anybody else, but it'll mean something to me, you know?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, dude. That's, I was even toying around with Justin. I was like, should I put like AI 2.0, change the name of the show? He's like, no, don't change the name of the show. He's like, just pick it back up and go. So I was like, all right, man.
Yes.
Oh, Bo, have you seen, I don't know how much you TikTok or get on social media, but I've had these things sent to me by people who don't even really listen to podcasts. They're just like, hey, you need to look into this for your podcast. But I guess the 911 call with the guy with the thing that jumped in the back of his truck.
Dude, yeah, I've
And
heard that.
now my neighbor, she messaged that to me and sent me another video. And she's like, you need to check out the one that happened in Pikeville too, which is just over the hill.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it.
I haven't heard that one either. So I was like, dude, have we got a bunch of skinwalkers running around or something? Like
Yeah, man, for
something.
if anybody hasn't heard it, the one in North Carolina, and correct me if I'm wrong, this guy calls 911, says he sees a man standing on the side of the road that looks like he's bleeding from the head pretty bad, right?
Yes.
And he's talking to the dispatcher. She's like, "Where are you at?" He's in the middle of trying to tell her, and then he just like wigs out. "It's in the bed of my truck. It's in the bed of my truck," right?
Yeah, that thing's not human.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And I was listening to him today. Somebody already got up with him and interviewed him. And you could tell from the voice on the phone, it's the dude, unless they're just sound exactly alike.
Right.
But he was saying that he was passing some battlefields, I'm assuming Civil War,
Okay.
being, in the region he was at. But I don't know. That was crazy to me.
Yeah, man, because like he slams on the brakes and it comes up over the hood of his truck,
Yeah.
lands in the road. I think it like mean mugs him and runs into the woods.
Yeah.
Like what do you do with that?
Well, I first would have to change my pants because if that happened to me, things would get serious.
Yeah, dude.
Gosh.
Yeah,
I
man.
couldn't imagine.
No, and I don't even know where to place that. You know, is it, you know, because I know not everything's demons, but for me, pretty much everything's demons.
Yeah.
I don't know. That kind of makes me speechless, man. Like, it's something manifested into the physical realm. You know, if it's not some kind of actual monster or zombie or I don't know where to even put that. Like, there's no category, man.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. I was like, are these some kind of super-powered zombies, dude? Bleeding from the head, jumping in the back of a truck.
Yeah.
And then that cop's telling you to listen. You can hear it hitting on the truck and
Yeah.
scratching. And I'm like, bro,
Yeah.
I've been waiting on the fake alien invasion. That might have been the start of it. They might be letting them loose.
Limping in with alien zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They gotta break it somehow.
Dude, what happened in Pikeville?
That she's saying it's the, as far as I know, she's saying it that my neighbor, she told me it was like the same kind of account. Like something like that happened.
That's weird. It's
Yes,
weird.
very.
It's weird to happen once. It's
Yeah.
time to put a bed cover on your truck if it
Yeah.
happens twice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, get the camper top.
Yeah,
Oh man. Now I've been seeing too a lot of Bigfoot activity in Ohio over the last few weeks. I've been following the BFRO on X and Matt Moneymaker, and he's been on it, dude. You know how, I don't know if you've watched that show, Finding Bigfoot,
Oh yeah, I
but
was a guest on that show
oh, that's right, that's right.
for about 17 seconds.
That's right. Yeah, Matt Moneymaker, dude. I follow him on X and he gives updates constantly.
Dude, I haven't, I've been kind of disconnected. You know, I got somebody that wants to come on with some Bigfoot stories, and I'm like, I will welcome some classic Bigfoot. You know, it's been a long time.
Yes, it has
So,
been a
yeah, man.
long time. I was beginning to wonder if people were still seeing him. Like, where's
Right.
all the activity at? But then
Right.
again, I haven't been submersed in this world for a while, so I don't know much about it, or
Yeah, man.
the current going ons.
Yeah. I saw where Dr. Meldrum passed away.
Yeah, that was sad.
Yeah, that was pretty rough, man.
That was that dude fought his whole adult life to prove that Bigfoot was real. So for Dr. Meldrum, I'm just going to say it, Bigfoot's real. I'm no longer going to hope. He's just out there.
You're right. You're right.
It's probably some Nephilim stuff, but
Oh yeah.
it's,
Yeah, I
yeah,
think so.
it's probably the Nephilim, but or they're chimeras or something like that. But yeah,
Yeah,
dude,
man. Oh,
it's good
so
to be back in this world, though. That's
yeah, it's great to have you back in this world, because
yeah.
it gets a little lonesome sometimes. I'll be honest, man. It's, you know, I don't go on a lot of other shows, and it's not because like I don't feel like I need to or whatever. It's just like I'm stretched pretty thin, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh,
And
yeah.
getting to do a show for my, an episode for my own show is hard.
Yeah.
So and I haven't been able to listen to a whole lot of shows. I get like 20 minutes a day, you know, and like I'm a teacher, and
Yeah.
there's we have lunch duties set up at school. You know, I have to go watch, make sure nobody gets into fist fights during lunch, and I get like a 20-minute break. So I run down to the weight room, and I turn on a podcast, you know, and I'll get about 20 minutes of podcasts in.
Yeah.
So now I have one I can turn on and not have to listen about, you know, political stuff all the time, you know.
Yes. Yes, I am slowly backing away from all that and understanding more. And it is amazing how much more things that used to matter a lot to you, how much more less they matter to you when you start, diving into the word and living for Christ. You start understanding that this is all distractions, dude, and none of it matters. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, it matters. We need good people in power in this country, but I'm not the expert on it. I have my opinions, but it's probably best I just keep them to myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That
Yeah, I mean, and I've been pretty vocal since, you know, what happened on the 10th. Because, you know, I'll be honest, like that was an affront to all Christians, you know what I mean? Especially all the backlash and stuff that happened after that, and all the people, you know,
yeah.
react, all the demons manifesting after that, you know. But yeah, man, it's I don't know. You get to see that there are principalities and powers that work through government officials, and that the Bible says things are going to get worse. You know, and what's crazy, and I mentioned it to my pastor yesterday, and you know, he's pretty Pentecostal. You know, we're non-denominational, but he's pretty Pentecostal. So I told him, he's like, "Oh, I'm getting the chill bumps." You know, he got all pumped up about it. But you know, for like, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks, before the last time I got to teach at church at the beginning of the month, so like from mid-August maybe up until I got to teach, my mind just went to martyrs, and it went to being bold in the Lord, you know. So I dug in and I researched, and I looked at how all the apostles were martyred, and then I started looking into modern day martyrs, like all the stuff that's happening in Nigeria. And I'm not trying to bring anybody down, man, but like in the last 5 years, there's been over 30,000 confirmed killings of Christians, and it's like 85% was in Nigeria. And 30,000 people, that's my entire county.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's everybody.
Yeah. And that's just in the last 5 years. And that's just the ones they could confirm, not counting the thousands that just went missing. So I put that together, and then I grabbed some scripture to describe, like when Stephen was martyred, and how we're supposed to be bold for the Lord and be good disciples for the Lord, and fear not, because what are they going to do, right? We've already died off to this world, and we're born again in Christ, so there's no more death for us,
Oh, yeah.
And so I get it together, and I give that lesson at church on September 4th. And then 6 days later, this happens, with Charlie Kirk. And, the first few days, I'm just too busy being pissed off to think about anything else, And I tried to air the episode of my lesson, like an Army of God episode on the 6th or the 7th. But it wouldn't upload, and my computer crashed, and all kinds of crazy stuff happened. So I didn't get the chance to put the episode up before that happened. But then this week I started thinking, man, and I'm not trying to say anything about me. It's about God, right?
Yeah.
I started thinking, like, how do you know when you get a prophetic word until after something, some kind of something prophetic comes true, right?
Yeah.
And it just weighed on me real heavy. I was like, man, was God trying to warn me that something was coming? Did he, he's like, hold on, there's, it's time to double down,
Yeah.
because there's going to be martyrs in America. And it just, I don't know, man. And when it all came together, it just, like, it hit hard. Like, it hit heavy.
Oh yeah, it's sad to say, I can't shake the feeling there will be more. You know
Yeah,
what I
man.
mean? Or at least attempts at it,
Yeah.
which is scary to think about. Which is also why it's important, even if we've got five listeners, that we all are supposed to be stewards of Christ. You know, we're all supposed to go out.
Amen. Amen.
So everybody's called. That's your everybody's called, whether you're supposed to be in a pulpit or whether you're just supposed to talk to a friend and be there for them. Everybody's called. You
Amen.
know, if you're feeding the hungry, everybody's called. It
Yeah. That's
doesn't
it.
matter what you do. If you're sitting on a podcast talking, you know, everybody's called. But yeah,
Amen.
I'm like you, dude. I really. Like, I had to go back and erase some comments and then ask for forgiveness. And then,
Yep.
on TikTok,
Yep.
a couple of them, TikTok beat me to it. They took them down for me. But then, I just prayed and I was just so angry and I couldn't understand why. And then it's like, little by little, God starts answering these things to these videos I'm seeing. And the guy starts talking about, behold, I saw the Lamb open the fifth seal, and under the throne of God, under the altar, were the martyrs.
Martyrs, yeah.
And I was like, boom, dang, Charlie Kirk is under the altar of God. All in white is what it said they were dressed in.
Yeah.
And God's going to avenge them.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, and he never felt the sting of death. You know what I mean? That's what's beautiful. And to hear his wife, Erica, come out, and I know there's 100 conspiracy theories going on right now. I know people are pointing at Israel, people are pointing at our own federal government. People are pointing at alternative communities. But regardless of who the trigger man is, to hear his wife forgive them,
Yeah,
you know?
that's powerful stuff.
Yeah, man. It touches your heart, because no matter what, she lost her husband, her kids lost their daddy.
Yeah.
And she shows the love of Christ there,
Yeah.
It's kind of like, where are your accusers, and go on to sin no more kind of thing. And Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing, kind of thing. And it's just powerful, man, to see that happen.
Yeah. I mean, once you see those kind of, like for me, once I started seeing those kinds of things, it is healing. But that, I mean, that was a people all across this, all across the world mourn Charlie Kirk. There were
Yeah,
people, I've
dude.
seen videos in South Korea, places that, you know, Africa, everywhere, in
Yeah, man.
London, where they prayed for Charlie Kirk there and there. Big protest, everything like that. I
Yeah.
mean, that you look, you know, and you couldn't help but be amazed at how God works. He took something the devil intended for harm, and he took that one thing and saved thousands.
Yes.
Like, that's amazing.
Yes, that makes it
Like,
worth it, man.
yeah, I don't want to go out anytime soon, but if I do, I hope I have that. That's the kind of impact I want to have. I want to have that on people's lives, you know?
Yeah, man, for sure, dude. For
But
sure.
yeah, it's, I think it's important. And I think everybody is, I think it woke a lot of people up spiritually.
Yeah, I hope. You know,
I hope so too.
I hope they stay the course,
Yeah.
because it definitely lit a fire. You know, and I don't think that fire is going out soon. Especially since, you know, all the chapters opening up in high schools and colleges with the turning point stuff, like 60,000 new chapters or whatever. Like, they don't know what they did,
Yeah, they
you know, but
definitely.
that's, but you know, it's just like, don't the devil ever learn? You know, like if you kick it back to Christ, the devil's like, oh, I'm going to sift these disciples like wheat, and I'm going to kill the Son of God. And then it's like, oh, wait a minute, I lost the keys to death and hell, and Jesus resurrects. He lost all authority. It's like, don't you get it, man? You can't defeat God.
You're
You
not gonna
know?
win, bro.
No, but I think that we're in a revival right now, and I know scripture says there's going to be a great falling away, but I feel like we have to have a resurgence before we can fall, because we were pretty far down to begin with, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I love seeing that our state has mandated every school to have "In God We Trust" as soon as you go into the building. You
Nice.
know, they're authorizing prayer back in schools, which our school still prayed anyway. Like, just this morning, we had an event called "See You at the Pole," and I don't know, unless you have school age kids, you probably aren't familiar with it. But schools all over the country at like 7:15 this morning, the whatever time zone you're in, at 7:15, we gathered together and we had a prayer for the nation and for our schools and for the kids. And it's like a nationwide kind of prayer. And you know, we can do that. You know, we have the, you know, thank God, we have the comfort to be able to do that while people are out there on the front lines being martyred in other countries, you know, or hiding Bibles. I just think we need to take full advantage of what we have, and spread the gospel, man. And to do it from a podcast, you're going to reach other countries doing that. You know, countries that might not otherwise, you know, be big on Christianity. You know what I mean? I think what you're doing, the Lord's work, man.
Yeah, dude. This is it's probably my favorite thing about it is when you do get those messages from those fans that are like, dude, coming to you from the UK or Australia and all that.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, that's amazing.
It's wild, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, but on this side of it, I'm gonna do some investigating, you know, or ghost stories or Bigfoot, cryptids of all kinds. Whatever you see, I want to know what it is, you know.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just gonna do it. different this time. So sober during episodes, things like
Awesome.
that,
Awesome.
yeah.
That's exciting, man. Like, yeah, I know you said you had some guests lined up, so every one of them, I feel like I'll be tuning in. I'm not gonna miss an episode, man.
Oh yeah.
I never quit following the show. It's like it's been on there just waiting. It's waiting for the next episode to come out since like July 24th, I think it was last year, or 14th, something like that.
Yeah.
It's been a long time, man. But
Yeah, man,
ha have you
it's
stayed in touch with like Ward Heine and all those boys that hang out with Tony?
I haven't spoken to Ward in a while. I still got him on socials. I think Justin may have. I'm not
Yeah.
sure.
Yeah,
But
but
yeah, I'd like to work with that dude one day. Do
yeah,
some
man.
docs.
Yeah, 'cause he's legit. You know, he's a brother in Christ, and they're just I think they're dropping their new documentary, The Meadow or something like that. I
Yeah.
just saw him on Facebook.
Yeah, I think that's the one Tony was talking about when he was on Ninjas or Butterflies.
Was he
That they
on
were,
there?
yes, it was a great episode.
Dude, I don't even listen to that show. I guess I should,
Oh,
you
dude,
know?
they are awesome.
Are they?
Yeah, they're a good Christian show. Those guys are all, they get deep into conspiracies, some crazy rabbit holes. Most of it I've heard of. Some of it surprises me, but.
Right.
Yeah, before God started working on me, I went down some crazy rabbit holes, dude. And
Oh, yeah.
now it's just, I like to, you can look at these things and people can call them conspiracies, but most of the time you just go to the Bible and it tells you what they're doing. It's just a repeat thing.
Yep.
It
Yep.
just, it across the whole entire globe, it just humans have the same patterns.
Yeah.
And
I think it was on Tinfoil Hat, man. I don't know if it was Sam that said it or one of his guests, but it's been a few years, and they're like, look, man, all conspiracies lead to Christ.
yeah.
It always ends with some kind of Luciferian agenda to denounce or buck up against God, you
Yeah.
know, all conspiracies at the end of the day. And I'm like, man, that has a little bit of truth, maybe. And I started looking. I'm like, every conspiracy leads
Every
leads to Christ, man.
conspiracy leads to Christ, yes. Because it's, I mean, if you have a hard time believing in anything like that, just know that these crazy people in charge of things, they believe in it.
Right.
Because they proved that through all the symbolism, everything, their actions.
Yep.
We see it all the time. And you're right. Yeah, it's funny to say everything's demonic, but literally everything is demonic, dude. It's all demons, Nephilim, crazy stuff.
Yeah, dude. If it's not of God, it's of the devil, you
Yeah.
know? And like Jesus even kind of says that kind of thing, you know? He's like, your father's the devil. You're a liar, and he's a liar from the beginning, and that's who you are, you
Yeah.
know? And so yeah, man, it all comes from that. And like I heard you guys say a year or longer ago, it don't matter if you believe it, because they do. You know, it's one of those things where it's not about opinion,
Yeah.
you know. We don't validate God, you know.
Exactly. It's not a matter of opinion. It's a matter of how are you going to come to terms with it? And how are you going to figure this out on your own? What can, and I guess that's why you got to be, just like Jesus said, all those things, love, kind, patient,
Yeah.
everything like that.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
yeah, that's what I want to do. I'm going to, my beliefs will be my beliefs, but I'm also not like just like some dude that's stuck in his ways. I want to hear everybody's opinion. I want to hear everybody's take on something. And then I
Absolutely.
want to compare that, to scripture and be like, maybe I was wrong, or this kind of contradicts this, something like that.
Right. Yeah.
But
There's room for it, man. There's there's room for all kinds of avenues of conversation.
Yeah.
Like with ghosts. Ghosts must be real, you know, because Jesus says, "Don't be afraid, I'm not a ghost." You know what I mean? When he comes walking out to the boat.
I'm not a ghost.
So if he what if they don't exist, then what's he talking about? Is he just humoring them? You know what I mean?
Yeah, remember, this was the year 33 AD, people.
Right.
This is the year 33 AD, and they were talking about ghosts.
Right.
So, yeah, ghosts are probably real.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a dead giveaway.
Yeah. And you know, all the dark arts, all the witchcraft and stuff, it's real, because a couple thousand years before Jesus, you know, in like Deuteronomy, it's saying don't practice divination and witchcraft.
Yeah. Not only that, the magicians in the Pharaoh's court were making staffs turn into serpents just like Moses.
Yes.
It's just his ate all the other serpents or asps or whatever they called them, you know, that
Yeah.
his ate all the other one.
Dude,
So this crap exists.
absolutely it does. And I don't
It's
know
all
if you I mentioned it on my show a couple episodes ago, but I did something the other day, man. And I got the idea out of the book of Acts. You know, it says, and I can't remember off the top of my head now. I used to have it right there. But it says that all these people, you know, when they started converting, they brought together their books on witchcraft and magic, and they burned them. And there was so much that they added up the cost, and it was like 50,000 pieces of silver. And
Oh
it
my
said
God.
that you know, people were strengthened in the Lord from it, right? That God started moving on them.
Yeah.
And so I thought, let's burn some witchcraft books. And I happened to have found a couple at Goodwill. So I bought them, and I told the lady what I was doing when I bought them, because I didn't want her to think that, you know, I'm some kind of, you know, because then I had that long beard and stuff too, you know, I just shaved that off, dude. So I know I look shady, you know, I know who I am. And so I bring them home, and I set them on fire, and I'm loving it, and I'm talking trash. And when I do that, man, on the hill behind my house, I hear something, and it starts running up and down, like right above my house, just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I had set out some property stakes and anointed them, like they're prayer stakes, there's scripture written on them. And I staked them into the ground, and it was just behind those stakes that, and I never got to lay eyes on it. But I'm over here like, you can't come down here, you know, just like talking trash and stuff. And while the books are burning and I'm talking trash, I decided to record the fire. Now, I had a couple of fire starters, you know, to get the books going, right? The fire starters, you know, all of it to the naked eye looks just like a fire. But on the video, and I could send it to you, the fire starters are burning like a regular fire, but the books are burning green flames, dude.
Holy crap.
And it was just so weird. And I know ink kind of burns a little bit different sometimes, you know, I'm not dumb. But these are two different books, and they shared the same color flame. And I just thought that was super cool, super interesting, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And so I bring that up on the show. Well, that was about a week ago. Well, a couple nights ago, I had this weird dream, man. And my wife and I, we've had suspicion about, you know, being under attack lately. And I think I might have gotten attacked in the astral a couple nights ago.
Crap.
Yeah, man. I can't hear you at all. What happened?
You can't hear me?
Try it again. You mute,
Can you
unmute.
hear me?
I can hear just like, sounds like you're
Okay.
down the hallway.
Oh, man.
Of course, right?
Of course. Oh man. So am I coming through the computer or through?
You just faded in. I can hear you right now.
You can hear me right now?
Yep.
Oh, sweet.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Which we forgot to talk. I don't know if you did before we started recording, but I forgot to pray about this before we
Yeah.
started. But yeah, a couple nights ago, and I know dreams, people have dreams, everybody interprets dreams different, and people get sick of hearing about dreams. But let me tell you about this dream real quick. It was just like a couple nights ago, man. I was in this house, and this woman had, I guess, like how we came to get in this situation don't matter a whole lot, but somebody like hit me in a vehicle, and then this lady's offered to hide my car or store my car, and I was like, no, you don't need to. And then she tries to keep me out of this house because that's where the car was supposedly at, right? So I go into the house, car's gone, and she said that she sh shipped it off to some other state or whatever, right? Stole my car, whatever. But I get into this room, man, and there's like this big air mattress kind of thing, like across the floor where my car is supposed to be. And when I'm looking at that, I think I kick back on the air mattress, because it's a dream. This woman walks into the room, and she's got like jet black curly hair and black eyes, but pale skin, she's wearing white. I'm not going to say anything more than that about it. But a distinct looking woman walks in, and then all I see is like a close up of her face, and like her eyes are all evil and stuff. And she gets over the air mattress, and it's a witch. So I in my dream, I grab this air mattress and I slam her up into the ceiling, right? Because she starts chanting this crap at me. And so I slam her up into the ceiling, and I'm like, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. And she starts like kind of cackling and starts mumbling this chant. So by the air mattress was this pillow. So to kill time, I throw this pillow over top of her to shut her up so I can't hear what kind of curse she's throwing at me. And I'm not a singer by any stretch of the imagination, but I start praising the Lord with song, like as loud as I can. Like I feel air coming out of my lungs while I'm pushing out praise to God as hard as I can, like drowning her out. And I go over to the door and I open the door, and this big gush of wind comes through, and the air mattress comes back down to the ground, and she is like beef jerky, dude. It's like there's nothing there but some clothes and like this what used to be a witch. And I'll wake up laying flat back in the bed, mouth wide open, my mouth's dry, I have a headache, I'm exhausted, like I hadn't slept at all night long, man. And I get up and I tell my wife about it, and she's like, a witch tried to attack you in your sleep, man. I don't know why you think this is weird. And
You burnt our books, bro.
I'm like, it was just so wild. It felt like, well, it stuck with me. You know what I mean? It's
Yeah.
like you have a weird dream, it goes away. This ain't going away. Like I'm seeing it in my head all the time. And that was just a couple nights ago. Cut to yesterday. Did you see this with Megyn Kelly?
No.
Megyn Kelly uncovered this thing. Apparently, there's witches that you can hire on Etsy, dude, of all places. And for months, they've been getting they call it like the Etsy coven. They've been getting together and speaking curses over people. Like they were speaking curses over Charlie Kirk, and they called in this witch because it wasn't having any effect. And they called this witch in, and her name is Lilin.
Ugh.
Yeah. And according to the article I was reading, she said, watch for something to happen in 2 to 3 weeks. Well, this stuff went down 2.5 weeks after they made that agreement. But I say all that to say it's really likely that witches are against you when you do stuff like this, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially when you go on your podcast and you brag about burning witchcraft books. You know?
Bo, you got to keep your prayers up over them Etsy witches. That's
Yeah, man.
God.
Etsy. Like, I thought you bought arts and crafts on
That's what I
Etsy,
thought. You get like some snow mittens or something. I didn't know.
man.
See, we have snow mittens in the cart. We got some nice stockings, Black Death Curse. Like, what?
Yeah, dude.
What is going on? Well, I mean, just as strong as we're, we got to move for God, the enemy's going to try to fight back,
Yeah.
Those are the people that need us to pray the most. That's one thing I learned during this Charlie Kirk thing. God really, he had to teach me. And I had to, be humble there. Like, hey, just because you're on the right side of things right now doesn't mean you get to judge these people. You just need to, God loves them just as much as he loves Charlie. And
Amen.
Charlie would pray for those people,
Yeah.
And that's what we got to do. Those people making fun of his death need prayer more than anybody else I know.
Amen.
As mad as it makes you, don't, just like when Jesus, they crossed the sea just to teach Peter a lesson in faith and then go send some demons into some pigs, that jump into the sea. Jesus didn't go over there and chastise the man that was possessed. He chastised the demons that were in him, and he told
Amen.
them, "You get out of here, Legion." And that's the one I think is most prominent here.
Yeah, man.
You think about everybody all across this nation with the same thing. That's Legion. That's if you call them out by name, you get rid of them. But yeah, it's dude.
That was straight wisdom, man.
It's crazy, ain't it? That's
That was straight wisdom just there. I yeah,
that
Jesus
was
didn't chastise the demonized man. He chastised the demons.
that's what he taught. That's what I was learning through that phase when I was just sitting there gritting my teeth, wishing I could just beat those people to death, with my
I
own
know, dude.
hands. Because in my own flesh, I want bad things to happen to them, and then I got to sit there and think, God, I'm sorry, I shouldn't think those things.
Dude, it's so bad. Like, I'm reading through Psalms right now, and I'm like, well, David's clearly wishing death on people. He wants jaws broken, teeth knocked out, heads caved. I'm like, and I can't ask for none of that.
Come on, man.
You know, like, just a little bit.
Yeah,
Just a little bit of recompense, you know?
just a little jab or something, like,
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
don't know.
Poke him in the eye, you
Yeah,
know?
good heavens.
Yeah. So what's been going on with you, man, for the last year? You have anything weird going on?
Not just revelations, those aren't really weird, it's just exciting, as you
Yeah.
get taught things. But yeah, man, the last year has been crazy. Like I said, it's probably about a year ago I planned on rebooting the show, doing that comedy show and things like that. And now I got different ideas, like I want to do things differently. But then, Lord did work in me, and we just go on from there. And now we're here, and I'm just going to continue on this path wherever it leads me, and just try to, be obedient. That's what I want to do, is be obedient
Yeah,
and
man.
say things that are crazy out there, like not everybody might agree with, but it's what I'm going to do. I just what I believe is the truth. You know what I mean? And if
Amen.
I'm and I want to talk to other people, because if I'm wrong, I want to, be taught why. I want God, and I pray that I did pray before the episode, as a matter of fact. I prayed all day, off and on, about this. Like, when
Amen.
we get up here, Lord, just let us know, feed me, work through me. That's my prayer for this, for
Amen.
each and every one. I want people to hear me. I want people to hear him through me.
Yes.
But that's the end goal, I believe. And then, but yeah, dude, just working all the time. Still work full time at a welding fabricating shop. We build fans, industrial fans, and mining fans. We build those big 10, 12 foot, 8 foot mining fans that ventilate the mines. We are the only company in the world. I don't know. I'm not going to say the company name because I don't know if they want me to, but we're the only one in the world that designs, manufactures, installs, and maintains our own line of fans.
Wow.
And it's not a huge company, but we're building a lot of fans, dude. They just one of our salesmen just sold seven. And he told him, yeah, we can have those in 4 weeks. So me and my two guys, we got seven fans to get out of the shop, and that's going to be fun. So
Yeah.
there's going to be some late evenings, early mornings, but
What a
I
time to start a
do,
show back up.
yeah, but I do love my job though. I do love that place.
Amen.
But yeah, dude, what about you? What's been going on? You started back the new school year.
Yeah, started back the new school year. Got good news about my job. Sounds like it's going to have some funding put behind it so that I don't have to worry as much about this year-to-year contract. It looks like it's going to be around for a while.
Nice.
So that's a blessing. My kids this year are so well behaved, I don't have to yell at them. And I'm not used to that. Since I started working at this program, from the beginning, they heard that, you're a vet and the course has a military basis, the whole program kind of it well, it's funded by the military authority, right?
Oh,
So they're like, oh, we'll send him to juvenile delinquents.
yeah.
All the kids on probation. I had kids that tried to burn the building down.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's like, that's what I cut my teeth on. And that's what I dealt with. And then last year, I'm like, well, these kids are pretty soft-hearted. They're pretty good kids. They're not that bad. So I don't have to be too rough with them. And then this year, it's like they sit there and wait with their little laptops open, like, teach me something, sir. Like, shut up. Like, what do I do?
I know you guys are plotting something.
Yeah, you're a little too quiet, huh?
I don't trust this.
So I'll just start rumors between them and watch them get mad,
Yeah.
Don't talk about his mom,
Yeah. Don't ever say that about somebody's mother. Yeah, dude, it's not that was one that was the number one rule you learn as a father is when they were little and things got quiet, something was going on.
Yeah,
That's
man. Yeah.
yes. There's so much is going on. Yeah, dude. But yeah, I'm just so now I'm gonna start diving into I'm gonna look into things that have been going on around the area, any new conspiracies. I will say this, the rock carving that we found that all
Yeah.
those Reddit archaeologists kept telling us, nope, that's natural. You're seeing things. So Lance runs it through Grok.
Okay.
So, and then he gives us a spiel down on it. But then he gives it a location, tells it, where we're at here in southwestern corner of Virginia. And then Grok changes his answer and he's like, okay, so still the same stuff. But then he gives us this let's see. Nope, going out. Right here. So, oh no, follow the link, dude. Take me there. Okay. Description of rock structures found in Southwest Virginia. So refined analysis with regional context. This area is rich in Native American history with sites like the Saltville Mound and rock shelters in Dickinson and Buchanan counties, featuring prehistoric petroglyphs. The carvings align well with indigenous rock art traditions here, dating roughly 1000 to 3000 BCE.
What?
Yeah. Woodland or archaic periods. Let's see. The spirals or an interconnected loops are characteristics of the Appalachian petroglyphs, often called cup and spiral or concentric circle motifs. So in southwestern Virginia, similar designs appear on sandstone or quartzite boulders, symbolizing natural cycles, seasons, rivers, and solar paths. So it's basically saying like the stars, the mountains, the rivers,
Yeah.
the let's see, cultural and historical interpretation. So attributable to pre-Columbian native groups like the Monacan, their Cherokee ancestors. So we're talking, it's
Okay.
pre-Columbian native groups. So earlier archaic peoples, spirals in the regions often denote. So the spiritual symbolism is whirlpools or vortices representing portals to the spirit world, akin to the Mississippian rattlesnake or sun disk motifs. Practical use, possible trail markers along ancient paths, the Great Indian War Path, for example, or astronomical indicators for solstices. Southwest Virginia's latitude aligns spirals with summer sun arcs. So it is. And then it gives you these regional comparisons to compare these things to. There's one in Castle Rock in Tazewell County, Virginia, Saltville in Smith County, Virginia, and then nearby West Virginia, North Carolina border sites. So there's more of these things out there.
It just gave you locations to go check out, is what it did.
Yeah, it just gave us more petroglyphs to go look at and dated it because of the lichen and moss growth on it, is what it was saying. And then to 1000 to 3000 BCE. That's
Good.
crazy old.
That's 3 to 5,000 years ago.
Yeah, dude. Crazy.
Crazy. So, are we going to go down there for winter solstice and look at the stars and see what happens?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We need to do something, we need to figure it out because. So what summer solstice? That's what is that June? Is that the longest day of the year? That's June 23rd or something like that. It says there's a something to do with this area of Virginia and the sun arc, so it may be summer solstice right there. It would be awesome to be able to see. I'd like to pinpoint geographically on a map and draw a line between them to see if there's like. If it shows those trail markers, maybe it's between those. Maybe that's how long the trail went, you know? Because Tazewell, I guess you could walk there from here. You wouldn't enjoy it, but you could do it.
They did
They
it.
did it all the time.
Yeah, man. It sounds like adventure to me, dude.
Yeah. Paths to go down, things to look into. And
Yes.
I definitely want to get back up there. That's what I told Justin then we need to get back up there and dig around the base of that cliff face that it's down below it and see if we can find anything that resembles tools or anything like that they could have used to carve that.
Or sacrifice bodies,
Yeah,
just
anything like skulls. Yeah,
who knows what you'll find, dude.
nobody knows what you'll find. That's. We could open the portal into the spirit world and then
Hop in, see where you go. Speaking of those guys, man, are you going to bring Lance and Justin on for a little cameo sometime?
I am. They've agreed to so that's the first episode I want to drop is have those guys back because we got so many messages like, do you guys still talk? Is everything okay? Like, yeah, dude, everything's fine. We talk all the time. I did joke with him today. I messaged and said, hey, you boys didn't get raptured yesterday, did you? And left me behind. I was like, they're like, no, I'm still here. I was like, whew. I was like, I hadn't heard from you.
I was pretty relieved when good solid Christians were still with me. I was like, we had a men's fellowship last night, and I was like, okay, so it didn't happen. I didn't just miss it. It's like I thought I was doing okay, but still hurt.
It's gonna be funny if they haven't released it yet, but there are no Mormons on Earth left. Like, ah, Mormon.
Gotta be kidding.
No way.
Missed it by that much, man.
Yeah. Oh man. Chebo, I want to thank you for coming on here, man.
Absolutely, bro.
Recording with
Anytime.
me.
Anytime.
I look forward to these many more in the future, hopefully.
Yes.
Like,
Yeah.
I'll tell you about when we get done recording. I got some things planned for maybe Patreon level stuff, things like that. But also, it'll be those types that you get it early on Patreon, and in a couple of weeks I'll release it because I think it'll be important for everybody to hear it. But I think I got some pretty good ideas, or maybe the Lord just put good ideas on my heart. So,
Yes, sir.
yeah, Bo, if you don't care, tell everybody where they can find you. They probably all know better than where they can find us because we've been missing longer.
Yeah, man. Well, my name's Bo Kennedy. I'm the host of the Bump Podcast. You can catch my show on any podcast platform. And I'm still not very good at putting up YouTube videos, but I'm on YouTube and TikTok and all that. And if you don't mind, one more plug, man. 6 months ago, I released a book on spiritual warfare. It's called Army of God, Pocket Guide to Spiritual Warfare, and it's on Amazon. I've sold almost 750 copies online so far,
Nice.
and yeah, that shocked me. But thank the Lord and thank Tony Merkel for having me on his show.
Oh yeah, dude. And that's
it
awesome,
helped.
man.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I got going on, man. I appreciate it. And we're going to share this on both shows, so tell everybody about you and what socials and stuff.
Yeah, so we still got the Appalachian Intelligence Instagram. We've kept that going. We still got the Discord that's over there. It's pretty much died out because I went on there the other day and I was like, hey, we're back. And it was like four people were like, oh my God. But it used to be bumping over there. So they pretty much gave up on us over there. I'm going to do my best on the Discord people. Just bear with me. But yeah, Instagram, Discord are email address is still the same, appalachianintelligence@gmail.com. Send us those encounters. If you want to be on the show, send me the email. Just be patient with me. Justin, he said he's going to try and help me schedule too, which he's already reached out for. Well, he reached out to you for me and a couple other people. But yeah, hit us up. Share the show when I release this. This is going to be, well, I guess they'll hear it on yours. This is going to be a little while before I drop this episode because, like I said, I want to drop that one with Justin Lance first and have a few in the bank. You know what I mean?
Amen.
For those busy times when I am working till 10 o'clock every night and going in at 5, you know? So,
Yeah.
but yeah, support both shows, share both shows, and
Amen.
give us those 5-star reviews because you know that helps. And I'm on a new platform. So I'm trying to actually, I want to focus and actually turn this into a business. So that's my plan. I want to
Yeah.
treat it as such. So I want to provide a good product, you know, and it may take a little while to earn everybody's trust, but they're like, these guys will just abandon us again. But I promise you, I'm here as long as the Lord's going to allow me to be here. And I'm gonna keep this thing trucking. But Bo, I can't thank you enough again, man, for recording with me.
Thank
And
you, man.
pretty much fellowship time, you know, where two or more
Yeah, bro.
gather. You know what it
Amen.
says. He'll be right there with you, so even
Amen.
virtually.
Amen.
But
I love it, man. And I thank you for having me on. It's an honor. You know, when I got the message, I got giddy, man. Like I ran and told my wife. I'm like, the boys are back, you know. So and you know, I can't help myself. This is for Justin and Lance here. It's still Appalachian, buddy.
I'm used to it. I'm used to it. That I lived up north too long, I guess. That's
it's your show, man. Call it what you want.
yeah, that's what
I'll
I
say Appalachian.
that's what I'm gonna tell them. I'm like, it's Appalachian place, but I know everybody disagrees with that, but it's I'm not wrong. That's all right, Bo. Well, everybody, do as we said, share the show. Can't wait to get back in this full time. And well, you know, once I start dropping. But thank you again, sir. It's been a good episode.
Pleasure is mine, brother. You have a good one. God
You
bless.
too. God bless you, everybody. Until next time, we'll see y'all later.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.